Okay, Mr. Arjala, thanks for helping us with our, I don't know if it's RBIs or our RBAs, our approvals. Okay, thank you. Let's go to item 11, PR 2020-4645, preliminary final plat, SD 2021-135 for the Goodman Lawrence RVT at 1125 Snow Vista Southwest. And Mr. Archuleta, go ahead and reintroduce yourself.
Madam Chair, members of the board, Derek Archuleta, PO Box 25911, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87125, serving as agent.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead and give us an update on this application.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board, this is a request for 1-5 lot subdivision on a vacant piece of property. Last year received a zone change for the current zoning that it has. The item was deferred last Wednesday in an effort to address outstanding comments, more specifically related to transportation. Since then, a supplemental submittal has been submitted, hopefully to address some of those comments. I also have present with me Mr. Luis Noriega, who may be able to answer some of the questions related to those transportation issues. And I'm here, we're here for comments related to this request. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 11 at 1125 Snow Vista Southwest? Please raise your hand or speak up now. Okay, not seeing anyone, let's go to Water Authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. Hey, Derek and Luis. The available statement 210308 has been issued and provides the conditions for service. This basically means available for routine connections. We have no objections to the infrastructure list. If you intend to move the water main, or sorry, the sewer main in the future, please let us know. We will sort that out at that time. We do need a note on the plat indicating no encroachment shall take place within the existing public sanitary sewer easement, and continued access will be provided for operation and maintenance by the Water Authority. And I think specifically need that particularly because it goes through at an angle through several of the properties, and we don't want people to think that, you know, that we can have curbs and things that would restrict our access. So need that on the plat. I didn't see a new submittal with that on there, so that's the only outstanding item we have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Code enforcement.
Good morning, Vince Montano. Code enforcement. Code enforcement has no comments or objections.
Thank you.
Parks and Recreation.
Christina Sandoval, Parks and Recreation. We have no objections to this case.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has a conceptual grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of December 8th, 2020. We have no comments on the plating action.
Thank you.
Transportation.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation. Transportation has no further comments with the resubmittal of the infrastructure list that was given this morning. It would probably be worthwhile to show that on the screen for the board. The first page mainly, yes. Okay, that's the latest infrastructure list that was sent this morning. I just wanted to note that. Transportation has no objections. As mentioned, if future development is not going to be submitted to DRB, a traffic circulation layout will be required prior to building permit. Based on the uses of development, a traffic impact study may be need to be provided.
Thank you.
Thank you. Planning.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Staff has no objections to the application and just notes that an infrastructure as Transportation just pointed out, an infrastructure list is included with this application. Therefore, a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement will need to be submitted prior to final sign-off and planning. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, and can you go to the next page of the infrastructure list? Okay, we do have signatures. Okay, excellent. All right. Mr. Carter, are you okay with delegation on your encroachment note?
This is Blaine for the Water Authority. Yes, I am.
Okay. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for preliminary final plat, and the associated infrastructure list. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation and the time needed. So please vote now.
This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. I vote for approval with delegation to planning for the note on encroachment over the sewer easement. Thank you.
Okay, and in this case, just you can take straight delegation.
Okay. Let me revise my approval to delegate to the Water Authority for the note regarding the sewer easement encroachment. Thank you.
Vince Montano, code enforcement, I approve.
Ms. Sandoval?
I just have a question. Can we approve a final plat if we don't have an infrastructure list signed with the agreement?
We're doing that right now. Normally we would sign in person right now, but since we're on Zoom, we will sign this at the end of the meeting. So we are approving the preliminary final plat and the associated infrastructure list. That's your vote.
Right. I guess I was just used to that we would only approve a preliminary plat until the agreement was done for final plat, but if the infrastructure agreement, but if that's not how we do it, then I approve.
Okay. This is Jay Rodenbeck. This is a minor plat inaction. So both the preliminary and final plat are being approved today.
Okay. Then no objection.
Okay. Can you actually give me a vote?
I approve.
That sounds great. Thank you. Let's keep voting.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation. I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRBA Chair, approves with delegation for the recorded infrastructure improvements agreement. And we have all the signatures on there we need. Mr. Rodenbeck.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I will bring it back up just to make sure because we've had this issue in the past. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes, ma'am.
I mean, on the plat.
Oh, on the plat. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so with delegation just for the recorded infrastructure improvements agreement for 8 weeks. There is a consensus vote of the DRB to approve item 11, PR 2020-4645, application SD 2021-135 preliminary final plat and the infrastructure list dated today. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, with delegation to Water Authority and planning for 8 weeks to address the issues just stated. Okay, two home runs. Good job, Mr. Archuleta. Okay. All right. Let's see. Let's go ahead and go to item 12.